My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Friday, March 12th. A little less than 3 weeks away now until opening day. Some news from the Major League front office that came out on Thursday that I found interesting and wanted to get into a little bit today. They're going to experiment with certain rules at the minor league level. And we've seen this before over the last few years. They've tried out different things at the minor league level, hopes of implementing them at the major league level. And what they're doing this year at AAA, they're going to experiment with larger base size. The size of the base is going to be 18 square inches now instead of 15. You're talking about first, second, and third, the bags themselves. And what that's going to do is effectively shorten the distance between the bases. It's no longer a straight 90 feet. You're decreasing it by a few inches on each side. And think about the plays on stolen bases where guys are thrown out by inches. I thought about this today. I looked up. Ricky Henderson was thrown out 335 times in his career stealing bases. Imagine how many of those were within 6 inches of him being safe. I would guess probably most of them, right? Now, he's an extreme. I don't always like throwing out Hall of Famers and the best of the best when I'm citing examples like this. But just on an ordinary basis, there was data that showed when they tried this last year or tried certain things last year to increase the stolen bases that it worked in the lower levels of the minors, and they're trying different things now. The bag size and seeing the difference now, it's going to be kind of interesting to see. Will it spur more action? That's really the goal here is a lot of these things, is to have people try to steal more bases because you're upping the chances for success. And the lower levels of the minors, they are talking about limiting the number of pickoff throws, and that has a very big difference in the amount of stolen bases and successful stolen bases you can have. But starting with a couple of things here, this is Luke Voit reacting to the larger bases, which in effect shortens the space between bases, the 90 feet between bases, but also the rule that would put all four infielders on the dirt. Nothing yet as far as you can still have three guys on one side if you'd like, for now. That might change as things go on too, but you can have an infielder, say the second baseman, camped out 50 feet into right field. Has to be on the infield dirt. I don't have all the answers to this yet, but I'm kind of curious, how long do they have to, are they allowed to move once the pitch is thrown? Because if that's the case, think about an infield that's in motion once the pitcher releases the ball and having a second baseman backpedaling, you know, 10, 20 feet perhaps, or even faking moving and coming back in, all kinds of different things. You'll have like a backfield in motion kind of thing when you're talking about shortstops and second basemen. If they talk about limiting guys to one side of a bag, which they're not yet, but how, you know, again, can he move once the pitch is thrown? you could have a shortstop that's, you know, 2 inches on the other side of the bag, and as soon as the pitch is thrown, then he releases and moves over, and in fact creating that shift. And a lot of different things that that are interesting once we see the mechanics of the rule in place. But anyway, Luke Voit talked specifically about the rules in place. He's not a big fan of one and is okay with the other. Here's Voit.
You know, the game's been played at 90 feet bases forever, so I don't think they need to change that. I think that's honestly not that stupid, honestly. But hey, I get it. They're trying to change the game. But, you know, the shifting part and, you know, I guess the four outfielders, and even if they do to try or go back to just playing, you know, regular defense where you're supposed to be, in my opinion, you got to adapt in this game. And if you don't adapt, you find your way out of it. And I think a lot of players have, you know, found the way out of it because of the shifting, and it's smart. And, you know, if you got to hit the ball the opposite field or, you know, try to do something different with your approach, change it, you know. I think a lot of guys, you know, get content and they find their way out of the game. So I think guys need to adapt to the game. And I think it's smart. And obviously, it's worked for a lot of teams and helped a lot of teams that, you know, usually wouldn't be around be in the playoffs every year.
Now, Luke Voit is a right-handed batter. So you'd figure the rule that talks about putting the infielder and keeping him on the infield dirt, not moving to the outfield grass, that's mostly what we've seen with second baseman trying to combat a left-handed hitter. So Jay Bruce, he's a veteran player, left-handed batter. Bruce kind of chuckled and nodded when I said he's probably, even though I haven't seen him play every day, he's probably had his share of line drives in the right field swallowed up by second baseman. More than a few was his answer. But I asked Bruce if he would be in favor of this rule being eventually put into the major leagues where the second baseman could not camp out in the outfield and would have to be stationed on the infield dirt.
Selfishly, yes, obviously. I think that, you know, the numbers for right-handed, for left-handed hitters over the past, you know, 5-7 years, whatever, are glaring when it comes to the batting averages and the, you know, the hits taken away. Obviously, you know, there is a counter for that, you know, using the whole field and everything, but it's one, it's not as easy as, you know, people say. It's just, you know, people are like, hey, just hit it the other way. And it's, you know, it's harder than that. You know, obviously, there's plenty of grass over there as well. So I definitely understand the argument, but yeah, I mean, you know, the commissioner seems to have talked, you know, tirelessly about making the game more fun and creating more action. And, you know, I feel like, you know, balls hit 105 miles an hour that are caught by the second baseman playing, you know, 270 feet away. A lot of times are, you know, that takes some excitement away from the game. So, yeah, you know, I'm definitely not one to gripe about the current situation. You know, I've dealt with it and played with it for a long time, and I believe it's part of the game right now. But if they do end up, you know, deciding to adopt that, I definitely would be someone that would benefit from it. So,
you know, you're right. There are a lot of people who say, just hit it the other way. In your experience, if you could explain to people why that isn't so easy, what would you say?
Well, for one, the ball that is the most successful when it hit is a ball that is pulled in the air. So that's one way to look at it. And two, you know, the way you pitched is has a lot to do with it. And I think also, like, guys have certain skill sets. Guys have certain, you know, hitter profiles. And, you know, I always say, like, you know, I had this conversation with a million people throughout, you know, my 9 seasons in Cincinnati. And you know, there was always, I felt like, more quote unquote meat on the bone, you know, to hit for a higher average, to, you know, strike out less, to, you know, take quote unquote, take your singles. And I'm in favor of all that. I am. But I think the concern starts to come when you start asking yourself, and the answers start coming when, how does it affect your game negatively? You know, if Jay Bruce is now a 270 hitter with 18 home runs or 19 home runs rather than, you know, in 87 RBIs as opposed to 250 with 30 something and 90 something or 100, you know, then you're probably going to be hearing people say, hey, why aren't you hitting for more power? Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? So it's a double-edged sword. It's a double-edged sword. But I think that at the end of the day, mostly hitters are who they are. And, you know, there is definitely a place in the game for the, you know, the guy who hits home runs and drives runs in. And I think when you start taking that away, you know, just not everyone is good enough to hit, you know, use the whole field all the time, hit 290, hit 30. So I think that you have to be careful about, you know, taking away the things that you do well, and, you know, while trying to, you know, maybe appease people.
The point of all these rules or potential rules, remember, they're being employed in the minor leagues now in various places, one of them at AAA, one of them at AA, and then others in the low minors, where you are experimenting to see if they have the desired results. And if the desired results are greater action, more stolen bases, more action in the game, then there's a good chance you'll see this brought to the attention of the major leaguers. Remember, any of these rules changes have to be negotiated and agreed to by the players' union as well as the owners, and we know how easy that can be, right? So it should be no problem. But I think it's going to be interesting to see how they employ the infield rules or what they try to do for the infield rules. And I think at some point that's coming. I think we've seen that direction, and I think you've seen Commissioner Rob Manfred seems to be in favor of trying to move it in that direction if he could. I'm not in favor of it personally. I feel like you're telling the defense to stop doing what they can because they figured it out. You know, it's trying to tell, you know, defensive secondary they can't play, you know, past a certain yard line. And okay, then the quarterback can throw it this far down the field. He has a play, right? I understand the reasons behind it, but I'm still not in favor of the rule that strategizes. You know, the defense has a job too. They figured out how to do theirs. They figured out how to do theirs really well. And now you're telling them, you did it too well, so we're going to scale it back. We're not going to let you do it. That's the part that bugs me a little bit. But we'll see how this plays out. I guarantee you every left-handed hitter is going to say, yeah, I'm in favor of anything that, you know, abolishes the shift or keeps the infielders on the dirt, things like that. And then you're going to have some guys like Voit who express their opinions. So it's fun debate. It's fun to talk about. We'll see how the data comes back from the minor leagues this year and see if it moves anybody on the major league side to push this forward in years to come. It's not for 2021 in the big leagues, but AAA will have bigger bases, and we'll see if that, you know, shorter distance by a couple of inches has any effect on stolen bases. And we'll see what happens with the AA rules with the infield placement. And we'll see if that has any effect as well. As I said, less than 3 weeks till opening day. Hope you've been enjoying what you've been hearing here. My Yankees reports, Ed Coleman's Mets reports. They post daily on the WFAN Baseball Insiders site at radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or other podcast platforms. Hit subscribe and you'll get them delivered to you daily. Leave a review too. We'll see how you feel about it. Don't forget Sunday morning, Ed Coleman and I are together on WFAN. You can hear it on 101.9 FM, 660 AM on the radio.com app. Stream it there as well. We're on 9 AM, some baseball, Yankees and Mets talk leading into the Yankees exhibition game at 1 o'clock. Catch that on the radio or stream it online. Once again, thanks for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh.
I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.